Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. It's Zoe Moon, and I am here to cover the awesome, the epic week of the Great American Eclipse, August 21st through the 27th. And we have a lot going on this week. Let's start right off with the big whopper, the new moon solar eclipse. This eclipse is happening at the 28th degree of Leo, and it is happening around 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. So you can figure out where you are along the line through the U.S. when you're going to see it at its epic moment. You'll probably look it up. I'm sure it's all over your local news when it'll be exact for you guys. And a new moon solar eclipse, what is it about? It is about a huge new beginning for everybody here. Countries that can witness the eclipse, that it goes overhead of, are the ones that are impacted with events. And so everybody here, and I'm sure there's maybe some other places, I don't really know. I should have looked that up, I suppose. So focused on America, I guess. But everybody here is definitely impacted by this. It is about a brand new beginning or taking whatever you're doing into the next level. And it has the potential to eclipse something out to give us that momentum forward. And so that can be eclipsing out a dry period or eclipsing out a bad habit or an old outworn way of looking at something. It can also be about eclipsing out a person or a situation in the scenario to give you that potential to move forward. But keep in mind, this is not about endings. This is about brand new beginnings and the next level up. And it is in Leo. It is actually sitting at the heart of the lion, which is called Regulus, which is one of the four corners or four watchtowers or four archangels. If it's an archangel, you call it Raphael. And that is a great healing energy. And so I would suggest in America that it might be a great, fantastic time to open up your heart and think about what Leo rules, which is love and creativity and fun and children, and to open your heart up and to think about ways to heal yourself, the people around you, your country, the world. Why not go for the whole kit and caboodle, right? It's powerful. And so it's just very, very intense. I'm sure most of you guys have heard this is the first one to go all the way across the United States since 1918. It's the first one only seen by the whole entire United States since 1776, I believe. So we know those were epic times, one tied to, you know, us becoming a country, one tied to entering or the changes or the turn in World War I. Sorry, not a historian, but, you know, you got the point. So it's very, very powerful. Now, with a new moon solar eclipse, this eclipse has the strongest potential to boost you forward into that new direction or next level scenario if you take steps within the 2 weeks that follow it. And so starting on Monday the 21st from 2:30 p.m. Eastern and then over that next 2 week period, this is the definite best time to move things into action about those topics. Every sign has a challenged side to its energy. For Leo, that's entitlement issues, that's pride in the wrong kind of way, maybe. You know, like pride goes before the fall kind of thing. That's drama on a grand scale. So avoid, you know, going into that arena. Keep it on the positive. The world needs all of our positive energy right now. And so if you can take steps to start the process, to seed it during this new moon boost, then you have the propulsion in the weeks and months ahead with that. Every solar eclipse, you can see events that are going to set into place that are about the topic that it is covering. any time in the 6 months that run from the time the moon is new until the time that that particular moon is full. So we have a six-month period starting on August 21st when we could see events playing out that are about this brand new next level opportunity to move ahead, start something new in Leo ruled topics. The other rule of thumb is that, you know, the eclipse can impact people for the duration of the eclipse, but you take it to the year. And so what I could find is the, and if I'm, you know, if you guys found something different, feel free to leave me a comment about it. But what I found was that the longest point of the eclipse was that it would last 2 minutes and 40 seconds or 2 minutes and 41 seconds. And so that means that whatever is going on at this eclipse, whatever we seed, whatever we start, whatever is brand new in our lives that takes off over this time up ahead could be really impactful in our lives and in our country for the next 2 years and 4 months, maybe. Or I guess we could look at it as degrees and say 2 years and 8 months. So I guess time will tell with us with that. And so it's just a very intense thing. I suggest you take a look at it, you know, if you're in the path of it. Obviously, you know, there's no getting away from it, whether you look at it with your eyes or not. It's going to impact you. So you might as well witness it. It's been said that seeing a total eclipse like this can be very spiritual and feel very intense. And so there you have it. And as we look at this week ahead, obviously those themes are going to be very important to us, moving forward with love, moving forward with children and creative projects and talents and anything recreational that we could use right now, right? Monday and Tuesday are the most powerful days in this week ahead for that. But then on Saturday, the 26th, Venus will enter this same sign, Leo. And Venus is going to take a little tour through this sign from August 26th until September 19th. So it's pretty quick, really. But she can do wonders there. A female may enter the picture, or you might start focusing on a female or women in general when it comes to love, kids, creativity, or fun. This should be a good thing. Venus may show up as love, and so it would amplify the love with lovers or focus the love on the kids or, you know, spark that love for the creativity or recreational pursuits. Venus may show up as income opportunities here, so definitely the time to shoot for making money with those creative projects or, you know, for something aimed at maybe you have a children's project or something recreational that can earn money. And also beauty themes, if you want to buy the art, if you want to, you know, beautify your home or your space or your face or whatever it is that makes you happy, you know, Venus showing up here can bring that into the picture. So she should be a good thing moving into this territory. She can help smooth out issues if you're having any, but more than anything, she kind of attracts the good stuff, brings the charm and the, you know, amplifies the love and makes it enjoyable, makes it pleasurable. So we have that kicking in this week ahead. So a lot happening in Leo. And if you have some Leo friends, hug them. Because there's going to be a lot opening up for those guys, and it should be a cool, interesting thing to watch what's happening with them. Okay, so next on the horizon as a general overview here is that on Tuesday the 22nd, the sun is going to move into Virgo, and Virgo is where we are in the midst of our Mercury retrograde right now. So the sun showing up there on Tuesday, it kicks open a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on Virgo topics. It becomes a time when we are meant to start showing up and getting more personally involved, more physically involved with our Virgo themes. And this is about our health. It is about our animals. It is about our work that we're here to do. It is about the people we work with and the people we hire to help us. You know, kind of on the, it's about cleaning and organizing and the details and the routine. It's about paperwork. So, you know, having the sun put a spotlight on this starting on the 22nd means that it is time to get in there and start to really, you know, be in the mix about whatever this is. Now, Mercury is still retrograde there until the 31st when it comes to the Virgo themes. And so there still is old ground to go over as you're showing up and pouring in your energy on whatever this is. So keep that in mind. Maybe you're going back and getting involved with that past project or person or idea. Maybe you're helping get rid of some stuff from the past. Maybe you're rekindling something from the past. Maybe you're slowing down in a current scenario and going back over all the details and making sure everything is correct. So whatever that is for you, obviously it plays out in a little bit different area for every sign, which I'll go through here in a minute. But this is a big part of our week ahead as well. And as far as Mercury retrograde goes in this week ahead, Saturday, the 26th, is the Mercury retrograde midpoint. And, you know, typically what that's meant to be is when you look at the Mercury retrograde from start to finish, this is the time when you can start to turn a corner. So if you were meant to go back and reconnect with that past hired help or coworker or job interest or health issue or interest or whatever this is, you know, by Saturday, you should be turning a corner in that and figuring out, you know, what's going to work, what's not going to work. Do I need to walk away from this? Is this really great? Am I going to pick this back up and take it forward with me? So look, pay attention to anything that's coming through. And if it's not a turning point for you, it can be an aha moment where you just figure out something about what's been going on. And there's always that percentage out there that's not, you know, maybe this isn't touching anything in your chart. Lucky you. You probably know it already. If that's the case, it hasn't been messing with you like it's been messing with everybody else. And that's great. That's wonderful. It happens sometimes that we escape these things. And so, you know, it's okay. You don't have to send me, you know, I didn't have a turning point on Saturday. I'll just say that you're a brat. And lucky you, right? But for most people, this would be the day where you can kind of turn that corner. So if you're working towards figuring something out or getting over the hump with that project or the issues that are, you know, in front of you, then Saturday is kind of the day. So that's it for our, you know, sun in Virgo and Mercury retrograde in Virgo energy for the week ahead. Next, major deal is that Saturn has been going through Sagittarius since the very end of 2014. It has been testing us. And, you know, to the point where we're just all like, oh, dear God, make it stop. And let me tell you why, because it's been testing us about politics. Can I hear you guys say, oh, dear God, make it stop? It's been testing us over religion. It's been testing us over the media. Oh, dear God, make it stop. It's been testing us over legalities and travel and foreign people and interests and import, export and educational pursuits and ceremonies. So it has been an incredible, incredibly intense time. You know, and luckily for all of us, this only happens every 29 years. It comes around, it beats us over the head for 2 to 3 years, and then it moves on and doesn't come back for another 29 years. And so, you know, we are now going into that final haul with Saturn on Friday, the 25th, stopping months of retrograde in Sagittarius and starting to go direct for the very last time. So from Friday the 25th until December 19th, Saturn is going to be making its way through the very last of the sign Sagittarius. And so this becomes important to all of us because we want to have input on those topics. We want to have a say. If something needs to end, we want to end it. If we need to step up and make a long-term commitment somewhere in those areas, we need to do so. Are there responsibilities that need to be tackled or, you know, redefined in some way between you and others over those topics? Is there a limit that needs to be dealt with, or a no? Or is there an ambition or an authority figure? Saturn is serious, and Saturn favors discipline and doing the work and growing the heck up over the topics it's moving through, and it wants us to master that next level. And so starting on Friday the 25th and moving up through December 19th, we're going to have the very last push to get real, to get serious about what needs to happen now, once and for all, when it comes to anything legal, travel, foreign, distant, educational, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political. So expect to start to see some things shifting as we get to Friday, and to feel the seriousness of, we really got to get in there and do something about some of these areas of life. And the very final thing that's happening in this week ahead is that Jupiter is going to form a rare alignment to Saturn after it's gone direct. It's going to do this on Sunday, the 27th. And so the really big deal with that is that you may be feeling that. You may experience side effects of that all week. You may experience in the week after, because these are very slow-moving planets. The next time they are going to make this particular alignment from these signs will be 59 years in the future. And it's an opportunity alignment in a very big way. So we're looking at Saturn moving forward on something with the legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, ceremonial, religious, political themes, and Jupiter being in some kind of favorable alignment here. So Jupiter rules those same topics, but Jupiter's playing out through Libra. So we want to connect in big growth-oriented ways with business partners or romantic partners over those themes, with clients, with agents, with attorneys, with specialists, even in dealing with competitors or opponents. We want to look at where we are with our goals, personal goals, where we are with our career goals, where we are with higher up authority type people in the mix because of Saturn. And the door is open here. So this is the peak. The peak is on Sunday, but I'm telling you again, because these are slow, slow-moving planets, you may be able to take advantage of this in the weeks on either side of it. The peak is then. So if you can take a step towards any of that, this is the time to do so. So there you have the overview for each sign for Aries. Major, major week starting to kick your life into that next gear when it comes to your children or any children you're involved with, when it comes to your lover or your love life, when it comes to your creative talents and projects, and when it comes to having fun and doing recreational things. You want to eclipse out things that have held you back in those areas, and you want to launch into the next chapter starting on Monday, moving forward. And you want to note that Monday and Tuesday are your power days in this particular week, and Saturday is when Venus arrives and starts to smooth it out or attract it even more so, and possibly bring women or income flow or beauty themes into the mix with those topics. So really powerful week for Aries in these areas. As far as what's been going on in Virgo for you guys, with work, with health, with paperwork, coworkers and hired help, your animals, organizing and cleaning. The sun starts to put a spotlight on that on Tuesday. You'll have 30 days of that. It is your cue to start to show up and go for those things, get more involved, whether that's personally, physically, signing your name to it, making it about your brand, your body, whatever. Get in there and get active. Mercury is still retrograde there, so you do have some past or ongoing scenarios to finesse, rework, release, rekindle. And the turning point with that part of the story is on Saturday the 26th. As far as Saturn going direct for Aries, starts on Friday the 25th. This is the time for you guys now. You'll have about 4 months until December 19th. Time to start to get serious about anything legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious, or political that you need to structure, or end or make commitments to or tackle responsibilities over or master some new level. Definitely a time to get real about it, because the things that you cement over these next 4 months can then support you moving forward, and you have more say in the matter if you are in there now while the energy is in this part of the sky. And note that on Sunday the 27th, something peaks with one of those topics involving clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or partners or even competitors or opponents that should be growth-oriented for you. And so if that means reaching out to one of these people, let's say you want to, you know, start the ball rolling, you know, with the media venture or the educational pursuit with, you know, teaching the clients something or learning something, you know, and getting a partner to go with you to the class, any of those combinations, this is the time to really take that step. For Taurus, the new moon solar eclipse on Monday, very powerful for eclipsing out, you know, whatever's been kind of holding you back and going for this big push into something new or next level when it comes to your home, any real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parents, your roommates, your security needs. And that doesn't mean, you know, like security stuff around the house. It means how secure do you feel in your life? What can you do to take steps towards feeling more secure, more grounded, more, you know, centered in your life? Anything with history or ancestry. So at the core of that for Taurus, you know, it is about love or the kids or the creativity or the fun. And it's time to launch into that big push forward starting on Monday. Note that Monday and Tuesday are power days here, and that Saturday the 26th is when Venus arrives and will travel there until September 19th. So for Taurus, you know, a female may become more involved in this, or there may be more love or income flow for you here, or just more beauty going on in the home or with your family, etc. So really nice time with the Venus arrival. As far as what's been going on in Virgo for everybody with the retrograde, you know, that's still in effect in this week ahead. For Taurus, it's been about slowing down and going back and getting back in there with past or ongoing creative projects, kids, lovers, or recreational pursuits, and doing the work or dealing with the health or the paperwork or the hired help or the details, the organizing, the cleaning. And so, you know, the sun shows up here on Tuesday the 22nd and starts a 30-day cycle that puts a spotlight on all of that. So it is time for you to personally get involved or show up physically and really make it about your participation in these things over the next 30 days. It will, you know, kind of help you stand out or help you take the lead in this. And note that by Saturday the 26th, you hit that turning point, that midpoint with the Mercury retrograde. So whatever this has been about, you should either turn a corner or have that aha moment where you kind of figure out what it's all been about and then move on from there to flush it out the rest of the cycle. As far as Saturn going direct, it's been in slumber for months now, and it's been testing you to get serious and be that adult when it comes to 8th house matters since the end of 2014. So as it goes direct on Friday the 25th, this is the very last push forward through Sagittarius. You'll have about 4 months until December 19th. And for Taurus, it is time to get serious about where you are in all financials except the income. This means getting serious about your loans or debt, your inheritance or bankruptcy, your taxes or insurance, your investments or your settlements, your alimony or your child support, your commissions or your royalties, a partner's money, or any other financial topic I forgot. It is really important that you end things, commit long-term to things, structure things more solidly, deal with authority figures in this mix, you know, get ambitious about it. Whatever you need to show up and do, this is the last of it. So you want it taken care of before Saturn exits on December 19th. Besides financial for Taurus, it's been really kind of testing you. It might have slowed things down or set limits or, you know, I don't know. Saturn is just fun. But it's been there involved in your sex life or involved with your reproductive system or involved with divorce issues or mortality issues or third-party scenarios, which means situations that are powerful between you and two other people. And so it is time to get in there and get serious about what you need to commit to and what you need to end and what you need to structure and what you need to get ambitious about in those areas as well. So this all starts to kick in Friday the 25th going forward, and then we have that really rare, amazing, powerful opportunity alignment that peaks on Sunday the 27th, but may hold some weight on either side of this date for a week or two, and we'll tie into one of those topics: financial, sexual, reproductive, divorce, mortality, third party, and then brings you into alignment with key individuals about the work or the health or the paperwork or the hired help or the coworkers or the organizing or cleaning or the animals involved. And so you want to look at, you know, any partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys that can help you bring this into alignment so that you get this together. So it'd be a great time to tackle the paperwork with the financial expert, you know, or, you know, get in there and feel healthy intimately with somebody or see a specialist about your reproductive needs, etc. So there you have it for Taurus. For Gemini, this new moon solar eclipse on Monday the 21st, major deal for your mind, for your ideas, your thoughts, your conversations, your meetings with people, the news that you hear over these next 2 weeks, the ideas you're putting into motion in these next 2 weeks, proposals and offers, agreements and sales, writing, interviews. So it's very communication oriented for Gemini. And it's also equally powerful for Gemini when it comes to your brothers or sisters or neighbors, your local community activities or short trips to nearby places, your vehicles, your electronics. And I would say it's likely that some Geminis out there are going to have some big decisions going on with this new moon solar eclipse as well. So at the core behind all of this is love or creativity or fun or the kids. So keep it in mind. I would definitely say the Geminis, they're always chatty, and they're going to be even more chatty. It can be flirtations even. It's time to eclipse out, you know, what's been blocking or holding back and really launch into that next thing or the next level with your current interests. Note that Monday and Tuesday are the power days in this particular week ahead. This will be, you can, you know, go for this anytime in the next couple weeks. And that Venus will join in starting on Saturday the 26th, and she will be influencing these topics up through September 19th. So she may bring women on board or love or income opportunities or beauty themes that should smooth things out or attract or be enjoyable for you guys. Then when we're looking at the Virgo energy, where Mercury's been retrograde and where the Sun is arriving in this week ahead, for Gemini, this in this week ahead is about your home or real estate deals, moves, renovations, or it's about your family, your parent, your roommates, could be about history or ancestry. And so the Sun arrives here on Tuesday the 22nd. It kicks off a 30-day cycle. This puts a huge spotlight on you guys. It allows you, well, it urges you actually to show up and to get more personally involved or physically involved in those areas, to take the lead, to stand out, to make it about you a little bit more. So plan on really getting in there with this stuff. And because Mercury is still retrograde there until the 31st, something from the past or an ongoing situation is still part of that, so you'd probably be tackling some of that. The turning point for that is Saturday the 26th. So you, all this effort you're putting in, you might be able to turn that corner at the midpoint, or you might have that aha moment or communication or news, and it helps you, you know which way things are going from there. Now, with Saturn. Saturn has been testing the Geminis and the Gemini risings out there since the end of 2014 in relationships. And so it has been a time to get very serious about your romantic partners or business partners, clients, agents, attorneys, specialists, competitors, opponents, advocates. And, you know, Saturn tests you. It wants you to kind of grow up. It wants you to get serious about what's important in these relationships. It wants you to commit to some things long term. It wants you to end things that are not going to take you a long way forward. It wants you to deal with limits or no's. It wants you to tackle responsibilities and deal with authority type figures in the mix. And it wants you to get ambitious and to really take the lead at some point. So Saturn has been retrograde here for months. On Friday the 25th, it's going to go direct. And for Gemini, this is your cue that you have one big last four-month push up through December 19th to make some solid, serious, get real choices about what you're doing with these key people in your life. And big clue is it's probably Sagittarius themed, so it probably means dealing with legal interests or the wedding or travel plans or distance or educational pursuits or media marketing, religious, political themes in the mix. Could be about just growth and expansion and adventure as well, but getting serious here. So this story starts to move into new territory, the last big push. And by Sunday the 27th, there is that rare opportunity alignment here for Gemini. It will link something with one of these people to a creative effort or the kids or love, true love, or anything fun, recreational for you. So look for opportunities there. That doesn't sound super serious, but maybe it is. Maybe it's time to make a commitment with an attorney over the creative effort or the partner or the clients, you know, or maybe there's something that you're cementing with a romantic partner about the kids. And, you know, so this is a big open door. Work that as you can, either side of it, but really peaking on Sunday the 27th. For Cancer, new moon, solar eclipse power. And it's all about, you know, really launching into brand new interests or something next level in your current scenario. And it involves purchases or it involves possessions or it involves your product or it involves your income. And so be willing to eclipse anything that has been, you know, over or holding you back there. But really, it's not about the ending. It's about the brand new push forward into that new thing or next level starting on Monday. And the power days in this week ahead, Monday and Tuesday, when probably the most is going to happen or you're really going to feel the compulsion to take those steps to start this process. By Saturday the 26th, Venus enters this story and she will tour there until September 19th. Now she can help you attract more money into all those situations with the purchases and possessions and product as well as just income. She can help you enjoy what's going on there more, bring women on board, bring love into the mix or beauty themes into the mix. So maybe you'll be making purchases of art or beautiful things for your house or your friends or whatever. but this is definitely the time to do so. And if there are issues there, she can help smooth that out during that period. So look for that. When it comes to the Mercury retrograde, Cancer may have been being hit the hardest in the Virgo part of it because it is in their communication and local arena area that Mercury naturally rules. And so Cancer, you know, this week ahead, it's really important when it comes to the talks and the meetings, the agreements and the sales, the writing, the interviews, the decisions, the offers, anything with brothers or sisters or neighbors, anything with vehicles or electronics, short trips, local activities. And so the sun is going to arrive here on Tuesday the 22nd. The sun is going to put a big spotlight on all of that, and it's going to start to urge you to get more personally or physically involved over the next 30 days. This is the time of the year when you can stand out, when you can make your needs known, when you can take the lead in these areas. And so you will start to feel drawn to get in there and tackle this stuff. And Mercury's still being retrograde there until the 31st, it's very likely that there still is something from the past or an ongoing scenario that you need to go back over still as you're moving this forward inch by inch. The turning point for this with the Mercury retrograde side of it is on Saturday the 26th. So if you need to kind of turn a corner with your income, purchases, possessions, or products, or you need to have that aha moment, that would probably be when it would arrive. Now, as far as Saturn being in the testing mode for the last, you know, 3 years for everybody. For Cancer, it's been testing you over your work, your health, hired help, coworkers, paperwork, organizing, cleaning, the animals. And so you are going to go into the very last big push forward with this starting on Friday the 25th as Saturn turns around and goes direct. And that will then push you forward to get real, to get serious about those topics over the next 4 months until December 19th, which is the last day it's there. And so it's really important that you look at what you're responsible for there, how responsibilities are being divvied up, look at any limits or no's or endings in those scenarios that you need to get real about. Look at long-term commitments and ambitions and authority figures that might be involved in this. And then look at Sagittarius themes, you know, when it comes to the paperwork or the job or the health situation or the hired help or the pets, et cetera. Do you need to tackle something legal, educational, media, marketing, travel, wedding, religious or political in that mix? As with every sign, you want to have some kind of impact, some kind of input into how this goes. So you do want to get serious about it and do what needs doing before this exits on the 19th of December and doesn't come back for another 27 years. On Sunday the 27th, Saturn in its direct motion will be applied to with this rare, wonderful, opportune alignment from Jupiter. And so at that point for Cancer, you can then connect one-on-one with people about the home, the real estate deal, the move, the renovation, the family, the parent, the roommate in the mix. When it comes to that paperwork, hired help, job, health issue, coworker, pets, and get something in motion there that is protective or growth-oriented or lucky or happy or prosperous for you. So look for that. It peaks on Sunday. It definitely will be still in effect on either side of that. So, you know, may play out on any side of that, but definitely time to get real about it. Okay, for Leo, major, major week because this new moon solar eclipse is in your sign. So Leo's at the end of the sign, you know, and the last third of the sign are going to be impacted the most because this is at 28 degrees of Leo. But this is very powerful for starting to set you off into this new direction or new pathway that is about you and, you know, who you are in the world. Could be about your creativity or the love in your life or, you know, the kids or the beauty side of who you are. Definitely a time to focus on where you want to go with your body, your physical desires, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your ego, personal needs that you may have. And to be proactive over this next 2 weeks, be willing to eclipse out whatever part of you that's been going on, put it behind you. If it's a bad habit, if it's a bad idea that you've had or held on to, if it's, you know, something that's been slowing you down or blocking you, but really be about the new thing, the new level, the next chapter. And note that Monday, Tuesday of this week ahead are the power days, and then Saturday the 26th is going to be when you see Venus arriving here, and she will definitely help to start to smooth out or attract things, bring the love into the mix, bring the women on board, the income flow, the beauty themes that can enhance what's happening here. As kind of some doubling up on some of those areas. As far as Mercury retrograde, it's been impacting Leo's income, purchases, possessions, and products. And so, you know, the sun showing up here on the 22nd kicks off a 30-day cycle on Tuesday. And so this is definitely about you starting to show up and get more personally or physically involved in this. It is definitely a time where there's spotlights on you. You will stand out more. You will be able to take the lead more if you get involved. And because Mercury is still retrograde there until the 31st, focusing on past or ongoing situations or issues and hammering things out and fixing them or releasing them or rekindling them is part of it. The turning point for that Mercury retrograde is on Saturday the 26th, so you might finally turn the corner with whatever that ongoing or past part of this is or have that aha moment about what it's all been about for you. As far as Saturn going direct now, This starts on Friday, the 25th. Leo, you've been being tested over love and lovers, children, creative projects, and recreational pursuits. There might be some limitations. There might be some, you know, restrictions. There might be more effort needed or more responsibilities in these areas. It's been a time where you were meant to grow up and get serious about those things. What do you really need long term? And so now that Saturn is going to go forward for the very last time here, starting on Friday the 25th and ending on December 19th, it is time to make those long-term commitments, to end the things that are no longer going to take you forward, to structure things so they support you here, to look at responsibilities and what needs to be figured out with those ambitions, authority figures in the mix, and really get in there and get real about it. And as with all signs, you may need to look at how Sagittarius is impacting this when it comes to lovers, kids, creative projects or talents and recreation. Is it about, you know, the wedding, the legal matter, the travel plans or the distance, the educational pursuits, the media, the marketing interests, the religious or the political side of what's going on here? So take it into your mind. Get ready to start to get really serious about it in these months ahead. And note that a very rare and wonderful opportune alignment happens on Sunday the 27th. That's when it peaks. You may still experience it on either side of this, which brings those topics together with someone over a talk, a meeting, an agreement, a sale, the writing, the interview, the proposal, the decision, or it involves a short trip or local activity, brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, or electronics. This looks very good. What else can I say about it? But I would be open to it and be in there with it. For Virgo, this new moon solar eclipse that starts on Monday the 21st, very powerful for launching you into something new or that next level when it comes to art, film, music, poetry, painting, dance, sculpture, or concerts and theaters and museums, anything muse-related. Also equally powerful with your spiritual beliefs or practices, yoga, meditation, prayer. Equally powerful when it comes to healing, tackling addictions or bad habits, hospitals or other institutions. Equally powerful when it comes to your romantic life that ties into a past life union or has a karmic balance to still be worked out. Equally powerful for research or investigations and strategies. So you have a lot of potential here. And at the root of all of that is love or creativity or fun or the kids. So you want to be proactive in these 2 weeks going forward. It's time to launch into something brand new or take what you're doing to the next level. And likely part of that is about eclipsing something that's been holding you back out of that so you can move forward. And note that Monday, Tuesday are power days with this, and Saturday may stand out because that's when Venus arrives. She will now tour in those areas through September 19th. And so she may bring a woman into this situation, or she may make it more about love there, or bring the income opportunity or the beauty themes, and definitely will help it be more enjoyable or smooth out issues as that period takes hold. So, you know, plan accordingly. As far as the Mercury retrograde, it's been in your sign. It's still in your sign in this week ahead. The sun is going to enter your sign on Tuesday the 22nd to kick off a 30-day cycle. Puts a big spotlight on you, Virgo. Makes it so that you stand out in pretty much any situation. Makes it a time to really get in there and get involved with what you need to do for your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, your ego, or some personal goal that you've set. Because you are a Virgo, this may focus on Virgo topics for you that are work or health oriented, or about getting organized or working with someone else or hiring help or the animals or the paperwork. But, you know, at the core, it's about you, Virgo. So the sun is going to help you start to really get in there and move your needs forward over the next 30 days. Mercury retrograde up through the 31st is saying you'll still be tackling going back over old ground here, whether that's past scenarios or ongoing situations that you're still refinancing. The turning point with that is on Saturday the 26th. So, you know, you might finally get over the hump on that day or have that aha moment about what it's all been about for you. So pay attention for that. And then with Saturn, you know, Saturn testing you since the end of 2014 and through these years since, it's been about getting serious and growing up and mastering new levels and dealing with, you know, the obstacles when it comes to your home, when it comes to real estate deals, moves, renovations, your family, your parent, your roommate, any early childhood issues, history, ancestry, and your security needs. So there's quite a bit there too. And so Saturn on Friday the 25th is going to go direct for the very last time. You're going to have about 4 months now to end some things, if that still needs to happen. If you haven't already, you might have already, to make some long-term commitments, to structure things so they support you in the right way there, to tackle responsibilities and whatever you need to hammer out about those responsibilities so that they're right for you, to deal with any authority figures, to get ambitious, and as with all signs, to look at Sagittarius themes in the mix. Do you need to tackle the legal, the educational, the media, the marketing, the publishing, the travel, the distant, the wedding, the religious or political themes in the mix there with your home or real estate deals or family or parents, etc. So this starts to move forward into new territory, into that last big chapter here for you guys. And by Sunday the 27th, that very rare and wonderful opportunity alignment happens that can link you to a person that could then impact the income potential here or purchasing power or what you're purchasing here for the home or family or real estate deal, renovation, move, parent, roommate. So income, purchases, what's going on with your possessions or your product there. So you do want to connect and you do want to go big and cement things and see where this takes you. For Libra, this new moon solar eclipse, very powerful for you guys when it comes to your personal aspirations. What is your dream for your life? This is the only time you're going to have, you know, a solar eclipse that's going to boost you forward at the level that this is going to do in this particular area of your chart. So think about your dreams and aspirations. Think about your original projects. Think about freedom and how you feel about your personal freedom. And then also, this is the social stream for Libra. So big launch forward when it comes to friends or associates, your group affiliations and activities, what you do online, what you do with astrology or charities, what you do with gatherings or causes. And so you do want to be kind of in the next 2 weeks proactive about new things opening up there or the next chapter you would like to take this into. Be willing to eclipse out anything that has held you back or blocked you from moving forward in those areas. But it is about the new thing, the next level with the, if you're in ongoing situations, that next level up. And the power days are Monday and Tuesday in this week ahead, but then also Saturday the 26th, Venus shows up in this same arena. She will travel there through the 19th of September. So at this point, there may be key significant women that are going to impact those aspirations or original products or projects or your friends or group affiliations or what you're doing online, etc. Venus can bring income flow during that time frame. She can bring love into the mix as you're out at these parties and gatherings, etc. She can bring beauty themes into the mix, and she's an attractive quality and something that can help smooth out issues and make it all more enjoyable. So this all looks pretty good for Libra. As far as the Mercury retrograde, it's ongoing in this week ahead in Virgo. The sun is going to show up in Virgo on Tuesday the 22nd and kick off a 30-day cycle, which is going to get you to show up and get more personally or physically involved in those Virgo themes for you. This is 12th house oriented for Libra. So it looks like you're about to get more involved in an artist project or interest, in a romance, in a spiritual practice like meditation, prayer, yoga, in healing or dealing with hospitals or other institutions, or in research, getting in there and digging through the information and, you know, getting inside your mind and pulling back and getting into all of this. So very powerful time for you to stand out, for you to be able to make it more about you in these areas and take the lead. And because Mercury is still retrograde there through this, up through the 31st, actually, you know, it does look like you may be still going back to the past or hammering out current things as you're moving this forward. The turning point with the Mercury retrograde happens on Saturday the 26th, so you might turn the corner with one of those themes, or have that aha moment, that breakthrough that helps you figure out what it's all about. Now, as far as Saturn goes, for Libra, Saturn has been testing you to master that next level of your mind, of communication, of ideas. So it's really been a very serious time frame for you to get in there about your talks and meetings and interviews and auditions and your writing and your, you know, agreements and sales and your offers and proposals and decisions. So everything that is of communication for you guys. And it's also been testing you in the mundane area. It's been about your brothers or sisters or neighbors, your vehicles or electronics, your local community activities or short trips. And so in all of this, you know, you are coming now to the very last big serious push forward. Starting on Friday the 25th, you now start to go into that very last big territory with this up through December 19th. So these 4 months ahead, it is time to get real about this stuff. Do you need to have that serious talk? Do you need to get that long-term commitment? Do you need to end something or structure it so it supports you better? Or do you need to, you know, get in there and finesse the responsibilities or the ambitions about what's going on or deal with authority figures in that mix? So really start to get serious about all of this. As with all signs, Sagittarius themes may apply, so there may be something legal, educational, travel, media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding, religious, or political behind all of that for you, but it is time to decide what you want to do about this, write the book about it, sign the agreement about it, sell something, I don't know, but here you go. And on Sunday the 27th, that really rare big opportune alignment happens to those themes, and it happens in your sign Libra, so it doesn't get much better than that. It means that, you know, somehow or other, you can throw yourself into the mix here and make it about you. You can connect with either the partners or clients or specialists or agents or attorneys or competitors or opponents and see something growth-oriented happening for you through all of that. So I would definitely suggest pitching ideas, looking at documents, meeting with people, talking with people. It can be an effect on either side of this date. That's just the peak. For Scorpio, a new moon solar eclipse on Monday, major massive eclipse for everybody. It is about launching you hugely into something brand new or that next level in your life and what you've been working on when it comes to your career, your reputation, your fame, your status, or when it comes to a big personal goal or what's going on with an authority figure. That could be the boss, the parent, the judge, the teacher, the director, the mentor, anyone in a higher up position. So this is very profound for Scorpio. It's at the apex of your chart. At the core of this is your creativity, your love, the kids, or something fun for you. And so keep that in mind as you are picking and choosing. Make sure that you're willing to eclipse out anything that is meant to, you know, be put aside. It's not really about the endings at this point. It's about the new thing, or it's the next level. So if that means kind of getting over anything, any fear you've had or bad habits or situations that are over to do this, then that may be part of it. And know that Monday and Tuesday are your power days, and that by Saturday the 26th, Venus arrives here. So from then until September 19th, she may show up as women in the scenario that are beneficial to these goals or career matters or what's going on with this authority figure. Or Venus may show up as income opportunities or beauty focus or love as the focus. And so this should be a really cool time for you guys. When it comes to the Virgo themes where Mercury's been retrograding, it's still retrograde in this week ahead there. The sun is going to show up here on Tuesday the 22nd and start to put a spotlight on this same area for the next 30 days. Scorpio, this is huge for you guys when it comes to your aspirations and original projects, and when it comes to friends, group affiliations, associates, gatherings, the internet, astrology, charities, and causes. And so you want to start to get more personally or physically involved in these things and make it about you and take the lead. And because Mercury is still retrograde there, hammer out whatever still needs some finessing or reconnecting with past or ongoing scenarios there, and then expect to kind of turn that corner at the midpoint of the retrograde on Saturday the 26th, or have that aha moment about what's meant to be happening here with those topics. Now with Saturn has been testing Scorpio over making money, over what's going on with that income, over your possessions or products, or over purchases, and probably a little bit of all of that since the end of 2014. And so this is a big epic period that is pushing you to grow up and get responsible and to master some new level here, to end anything that is not meant to carry you forward in those areas, to make some long-term commitments, to figure out the responsibilities and how you're going to handle them, to get ambitious, and to deal with any higher-ups involved in the scenario. So Saturn comes out of its retrograde for the final time on Friday the 25th. You're going to have about 4 months, the last of this, to really get serious about what this is going to be for you. You want to get on solid ground here, so get real about what you need to do about it. And as with all signs, look at Sagittarius themes that might impact you going where you want to go with your earnings, your possessions, your products, or your purchases. And that would be anything legal you need to do, educational that might be part of the mix, about media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting, about travel, weddings, religion, or politics. You know, how does that impact any of those topics for you? So this is on and moving forward starting on Friday. By Sunday the 27th, that rare alignment happens that links into that behind-the-scenes arena for Scorpio. So it's kind of like, you know, you can connect with key individuals at this point that might then tie in with art or film or music or dance or poetry or anything in the part of the chart, or anything in the romantic arena or spiritual arena, or that would tie in favorably with institutions or healing or dealing with addictions or the research and development going on that would then link to this income, purchase, possession, product scenario. So do connect. For Sagittarius, the new moon solar eclipse that starts on Monday the 21st is about boosting you guys forward in a very profound way. Time to start something new, or time to take things to the next level over the next 2 weeks. Take baby steps towards it or dive all the way in. When it comes to any media marketing, publishing, or broadcasting interests, when it comes to educational pursuits, whether that's you taking classes, getting training, or teaching, when it comes to travel or foreign interests or import-export, when it comes to legal situations, incorporating, going to law school, whatever the legal side of things might be, when it comes to weddings, when it comes to religion, or when it comes to politics, Sag, it is time to launch forward, and it is totally okay to eclipse out whatever is old or outworn or holding you back as you start this new thing or take things to the next level. At the core of any of those are your Leo themes, love, kids, creativity, or fun, so keep that in mind. Power days in this week ahead, Monday and Tuesday, and then by Saturday the 26th, Venus arrives. She'll travel through those topics until September 19th. So at that point, a woman or women might become more pivotal in the way things are going for you there. It could be that income is starting to flow there more readily, or love is flowering there, or beauty themes are taking hold. So look at that when you're planning your travel or educational, media marketing, wedding, legal, whatever, all the topics there in Sag for you guys. And so that puts that in motion up through the 19th. Should be good for you guys. As far as what's been going on with Mercury retrograde, We have a lot of activity in this week ahead for you guys because the sun is going to arrive in that same territory on Tuesday the 22nd and kick off a 30-day cycle. This puts a big spotlight on what it's been retrograding for you guys with, which is your career, your big personal life goals, or what you're doing involving authority figures, bosses, parents, judges, mentors, teachers, directors, etc. So goals, career, authority figures. So starting on Tuesday the 22nd, you have 30 days where you're meant to get more personally or physically involved in one or several of those topics, when the spotlight will be on you, so you'll be noticed more, you'll stand out, you'll be able to take the lead, make it about you a bit more. And because Mercury is retrograde there, to still be in there going back to the past or into those ongoing scenarios to refinesce them in some way and figure out what stays and what goes. And then that turning point with Mercury retrograde is on Saturday the 26th. And so you may turn a corner with your goals, career, or authority figures, or have that aha moment that helps you see what it's been about for you guys. Now with Saturn, Saturn has been in your sign, Sage, since the end of 2014. It has been testing you on and off, on a personal level, on a physical level. It's been asking you to become the grown-up, to become the master, to deal with your own personal or physical limitations and responsibilities, to look at where you are with your body and your image and your brand and your identity, your name, your title, what you want for yourself going forward. And so it's been a very serious time when you host Saturn in this part of the sky, and it's been about trying to streamline you to get real about what is important, you know, because if it hasn't been, you've probably let it go. And so now that Saturn is going to go direct for the very last time in your sign, it's pretty much time to celebrate, but not quite yet. You still may have some serious commitments or endings or responsibilities or structures or ambitions to get in there about. You will have until December 19th to do so. Again, Sagittarius themes, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political themes may apply, but it is about you. And this really rare, wonderful, opportune alignment that forms by Sunday the 27th is when it peaks. You may still have events playing out around it in the week after or the week before, you know, but Sunday is the big day where you want to connect with clients or partners or specialists or agents or attorneys, et cetera, about your aspirations, about your original projects, or you want to involve friends or groups or the internet or astrology or charities or causes. And so it's very social for you, linking into your sign in some kind of growth-oriented way. You may, you know, partner with somebody, and maybe it's a big wedding you're attending or a big event that you're putting on, or your group is doing something that's going to impact your identity, or, you know, the combination can go a lot of different ways here, but it definitely looks worthy of connecting. For Capricorn, the new moon solar eclipse that begins on Monday the 21st. This is giving you a massive two-week boost, one that you've never felt in your lifetime and probably will never feel again, since we won't experience anything at this level again. It is about launching you into something new or helping you take what you're doing to the next level, and it's in the power part of the sky for Capricorn. So this can be anything in the financial realm. It can be about, you know, that next level or new thing with your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your taxes, your insurance, your investments, your settlements, your alimony, your child support, your commissions, your partner's money, or any of the other ones I forgot to mention. It is financial, and it is about launching forward, and it is about eclipsing out anything that might be in the way or over, you know, to help you go into this new or next level. So definitely a time for you to consider connecting with financial experts, you know, and getting advice and seeing where they tell you to go with this over these next 2 weeks. Next, in the power part of this sky for Capricorn, this is sexual and intimate and reproductive. So it can be about eclipsing out a dry spell or an issue that's been going on and really launching into some next level with a current scenario or brand new situation for you there. It can be about divorce. It can be about mortality issues. Again, time to launch into new or next level scenarios there as you're dealing with those topics. And also third-party scenarios, any kind of power situation that involves you and two others. You know, it can be you and the client and the specialist, or you and, you know, the partner and the therapist. I don't know. But triangle, third-party scenarios, time to take those to the next level. So at the core of all of this, as with all signs, is Leo themes of love, what's going on with the kids, the creativity in your life, or having fun and enjoying your life. So you want to think about ways to launch with this. Some things may present themselves all on their own. Monday and Tuesday of this week are the power days in this particular week. And then Saturday, the 26th, as Venus arrives here, she starts to bring the love, or the income flow, or the women, or the beauty themes into those big financial scenarios, or the sexual intimacy, or the reproductive needs, or the divorce, or the mortality issues, or the third-party scenarios. And she will be traveling there until September 19th. So, you know, this is definitely a time of more pleasure or smoothing out of issues and those things starting to flow for you. Now, when it comes to Virgo, where the Mercury retrograde has been focusing for everybody, that will be relevant in this week ahead. For Capricorn, it's been asking you guys to go back over legal needs, travel plans, people at a distance, educational pursuits, media marketing themes, weddings, religion, politics. And so in this week ahead, on Tuesday the 22nd, the sun shows up and starts to illuminate those topics for Capricorn. So this will definitely kick off a 30-day cycle where you're going to be urged to get more personally or physically involved in one of those topics, or maybe several of them. Time to go show up and do it. At the same time, Mercury's retrograde there, so you'll be visiting the past or some ongoing scenario to rekindle, release, rework something as part of your involvement moving it forward. And the turning point with that Mercury retrograde part of the story is on Saturday the 26th. So you might finally get over the hump there or have an aha moment about what this is about. Now, as far as Saturn testing Capricorn, Saturn is your ruler, so you guys are pretty good with this energy as a whole. But it's been testing you in your 12th house since the end of 2014. So you guys have really been called to the mat about karmic past life scenarios. And balancing that karma since then. It's been focused either on clandestine romance or romantic getaways, focused on artistic talents or pursuits, focused on spiritual beliefs or practices, focused on healing, hospitals, addictions, bad habits, or other institutions, or focused on research, investigations, or projects in development behind the scenes. And so, you know, some of this may have felt isolating or depressing for you guys. The 12th house is a very tricky house. And because a lot of the times we don't really see clearly for ourselves what's going on there. So you can feel a little cast out or lost or isolated at certain points during this cycle. The good news is that it is going direct on Friday the 25th for the very last time. It will plow through this part of the sky for you guys by December 19th and then not come back for another 27 years. So it's important to get serious about what needs to end, what you need to have a long-term commitment about in those areas, where you need to structure things so they support you better, where you need to tackle responsibilities in any kind of way that's better for you, where you need to deal with authority-type people like the boss, the parent, the judge, etc., where you need to deal with limits or no's, or where you need to get ambitious and master some new level there. So, you know, kind of pay attention to what's shifting gears as we get to Friday the 25th. I can tell you that by Sunday the 27th, a really amazing opportunity alignment comes into place with some, you know, whatever one of those themes you're working on, whether, you know, it's the artistic, spiritual, romantic, healing, hospital, addictive, investigative research, behind-the-scenes scenario. The positive alignment here involves key people, whether that's partners, clients, specialist agents, attorneys, etc., and the big life goal, or the career direction, or that authority figure, that boss, parent, judge, mentor, teacher. So, you know, this will still be in play because they're slow moving and, you know, it's another 59 years before they meet up here. And so this is definitely something that can happen, you know, may have happened already or will happen in the week after. But the peak is on Sunday the 27th. So if you are trying to initiate, then, you know, aim for that. For Aquarius, this new moon solar eclipse, powerful launch, major deal for you to start something new or take current things to the next level when it comes to your romantic partner, your business partner, your clients, your specialists, your agents, attorneys, or other representatives, your advocates, your competitors, your opponents. And, you know, at the core of this should be love or creative interests or the kids or recreation, having fun. So it's time to eclipse out whatever's blocking or holding back, but it's not about endings. It's about the brand new next level or new thing. You'll have two really powerful weeks to see this go in motion. So you want to be proactive during that time. I would definitely say in this week ahead, Monday and Tuesday are the power days. And by Saturday the 26th, Venus enters the equation. She will travel there from the 26th until September 19th. And her arrival brings love into the picture with these key players, or brings income flow, or highlights the women, or highlights beauty topics. So if you want to see that specialist about beautifying something, or you want to fall in love with the partner, or make money with the agent or clients, or, you know, this is like definitely going to be the time that it's highlighted. Now, as far as the Mercury retrograde, you know, it is still active in this week ahead in Virgo. The sun is going to show up on Tuesday the 22nd and start highlighting Virgo for you, and it will do so for the next 30 days. So it is Aquarius's time to start to show up and get more personally or physically involved with these themes. And for Aquarius, this is either about some kind of financial thing that you want to move forward with. So it could be the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the taxes, the insurance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, child support, commissions, partners, money, investment settlements, whatever this might be. Or in the power side of life that is personal, it could be about you showing up and getting more involved in your sex life or a reproductive situation that's going on, or a divorce, or dealing with mortality issues, end-of-life scenarios with somebody, or dealing with third-party scenarios, you and two other people. And so you'll have 30 days that spotlight you, that help you kind of stand out, take the lead, make it more about you in those scenarios. And with Mercury retrograde in this week ahead, you're still, you know, going back to past people or situations, or in there in current scenarios, rehammering things out and finessing them, deciding what is released, what is rekindled, what is reworked. And the turning point for the Mercury retrograde with this is on Saturday the 26th, where you might turn the corner in what's been happening in one of these scenarios, or you might have that aha moment, piece of news, you know, or something that helps you figure out what is going to come next. Now, with Saturn, Saturn has been testing Aquarius when it comes to your aspirations, when it comes to your original projects and your freedom, and when it comes to your friends, your group affiliations, your gatherings, your online interests, astrology, charities, causes, social networking, all of the social stream of your life. It's been testing you there since the end of 2014. So it's been a long process, asking you to end some things, to make some long-term commitments to some things there, to look at responsibilities, limits, or no's, to structure things to support you more there, or get ambitious in some of those areas, you know. And so on Friday the 25th, as this energy starts to turn direct for the very last time, it is now going to be taking you forward into the last big chapter here between the 25th of August and December 19th, so for about 4 months. And it's going to be really important that you get serious about what stays, what goes, and what you want in those areas. Apply Sagittarius themes to it. Is there anything legal, travel, distant, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, or political in the mix in those topics for you? And which way do you need to go with this? You want to kind of get real about it. And note that by Sunday the 27th, that really amazing alignment comes into play with Jupiter. It will connect you to those topics, legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, wedding, religious, political, and key individuals, the partner, the client, the specialist, the agent, the attorney, the competitor, whoever the key person is, as you are cementing or, you know, making choices one way or the other about those aspirations or your freedom or your original projects or what's going on with friends, groups, the internet, gatherings, etc. So there you have it. For Pisces, this new moon solar eclipse that is on Monday the 21st, extremely powerful. It is one of the biggest life boosts forward you guys, all signs are getting, okay? But for Pisces, it is about your work opportunities, what's going on with hired help or coworkers, what's going on with paperwork, organizing, cleaning, what's going on with health. Now, this can be your own health, or it can be maybe you're trying to, you know, get involved in health products that you're selling, you know, or health of helping somebody else, you know, so health overall, and animals. And so you want to launch into something brand new in these areas or take what you've been doing to the next level while you have such a tremendous boost from the cosmos. Be willing to eclipse out bad habits, bad ideas, outworn situations as you move into new things or next level things with this. And keep at the core of this work, health, pet, paperwork, hired help, coworker, organizing, cleaning scenario that it is Leo-based for you. So it is about the creative expression or the love in your life or the having fun or the kids. And so you have 2 good weeks with this. In the week ahead, Monday and Tuesday are the power days when the most can probably happen here. And then Saturday on the 26th when Venus enters the story. So she may arrive over the weeks ahead up through September 19th as a woman or women in general who become pivotal in making this happen for you. Or she may show up as income flow starting to happen or love starting to blossom or beauty themes in the mix that you're focusing on that are helping you attract or smooth things out and enjoy what's happening in these areas more. Now, as far as Virgo and the Mercury retrograde and what's been happening, that's still active in this week ahead, and it's going to amplify because the Sun is going to arrive here on Tuesday the 22nd and start to kick off a 30-day cycle. And so Pisces, it's all about relationships for you guys. So this is about a romantic partner or a business partner. It's about your clients, your specialists, your agents or attorneys, your competitors or opponents or your advocates. And so with the Sun starting on Tuesday the 22nd, for the next 30 days, it is definitely the time for you to get more personally or physically involved with these people, to take the lead, to stand out a little bit more, to make it about your needs as you move forward with this stuff. And note that you're going to be dealing with the Mercury retrograde themes throughout the week, obviously, so there still could be past people or situations or ongoing scenarios that you're refinancing, looking at, do I release, do I rekindle, do I rework things as you're moving yourself into this and moving forward. But the turning point with that Mercury retrograde is on Saturday the 26th. So you might, you know, get over the hump, turn a corner, make that decision, what stays, what goes, or have that aha moment about it as you're focusing on these key players. Now with Saturn, Saturn has been testing the Pisces to grow up like all of us. We've all had to grow up a little bit, to get serious, to master some new level, to be tested when it comes to your life goals, when it comes to your career, and when it comes to your dealings with higher up peoples, judges, parents, bosses, mentors, directors, teachers, people like that. So for Pisces, you know, it's been several years now of either dealing with limits or no's or endings in those areas or being pushed to make some long-term commitments, to tackle responsibilities in some new way, to get ambitious and to reach out to those higher-ups as you go towards these goals or as you pursue your career or as you, you know, focus on the authority figure themselves. And so as Saturn goes direct on Friday the 25th, it's the very last time it's turning and moving through the rest of Sagittarius. You're wrapping up this story, and it will be done by December 19th. And so you want to take these next 4 months, and you really do want to step up to the plate and get serious about what really needs to have some kind of finite decision one way or the other in those areas of your life. And as with all signs, you want to apply Sag themes. And so you want to look at those goals and career and the authority figures and how distance or travel is affecting it, or anything legal you need to deal with, or if a wedding is part of that, or if there's something in media, marketing, publishing, or education that ties into this, or if it has to do with religion or politics for you. So see how those impact your goals and career and the authority figures that might be important to you, and get ready to make the last big serious choices moving forward. And know that by Sunday the 27th, a very rare and powerful and opportune alignment comes into play between either the goal, the career, or the authority figure and your eighth house, which means that there is something connecting you with a key individual financially or sexually, reproductively, about the divorce, the mortality issue, or the third party scenario by Sunday the 27th. Now, because it's so slow moving and rare, you know, you may still have events playing out either side of this, week or two either side of this, but it peaks on Sunday the 27th. So whatever this is for you guys, that is the time when you're going to see it at its height. And so it's an incredibly powerful week ahead. Everybody remember, be the love you want to see in the world. This is Zoe Moon, and you guys can find me on Facebook at facebook.com/Zoe Moon Astrology. And I'll be back next week as long as nobody blows up the world. And if they do, know that I've loved you guys. And we're all divine sparks of light and part of God, and we will see each other again. So have a great one, and I will talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.